I was trying to figure out, I think of Chosen Families as coming from, you know, ball culture and everything. And so when I was looking that up in an article, I got a lot of info and stats from Why Queer People Need Chosen Families by Kyle Casey Chu on Vice from 2017. And apparently the drag balls began in 1869.
Drag balls?
Did you know that? Yeah.
I mean, it's not about drag balls, man. That just like
sloppy balls.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're big fatty and they're at your knees. Go ahead.
But okay, I didn't know that they started. They were that early. I just, I don't know. But,
you're right. That seems super duper early.
It's not just ruined. It's me. Big fatty online.
Lappy balls.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're big fatty and they're at your knees.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the fat one, and this is episode 3349 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 8th of December, 2020. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you about my day. Big Fatty, you didn't do shit. Anyway. Hello, people. Big Fatty, you are not prepared. I am not prepared. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're people today because I'm not prepared. Big Fatty, no. Well, we're just off to, we're here. I tell you what, but before we go any further, let me go loosen the bolts on the wheels of the choo-choo train, because we're clearly going off the tracks. Yes, we ready. Because, y'all, we only have about 10 more since to do. And we thought then it would never end. Well, it hadn't ended yet. Y'all, today's comes from Wit. Now, I don't know if this is Nitwit or if this is Wit as in Whitman Tinker, but he lives in the only time zone that matters. As a listener, been listening not long enough. Favorite segment is Other. What would you change on the BFO? More totally original bumpers. Digger, get on that. Never called the voice letter number, but has been to a Pride 48 event. Okay, now I'm struggling. Never used a special chair, and as far as sharding himself, I don't know. I'll make a note next time. Well, thank you, Will. Almost like your jingle bell slapping against the inside of your calves. Oh, anyway, y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, what happened? Sunday, well, young Nicholas left, and I know what. Y'all, I had not completed my nipple walking. Before dusk, it was after dusk, but y'all, I really enjoyed it, because I got to go out and see all the Kremlites here in Fat Acres, and y'all, it's lovely, it's just lovely, and y'all, I was coming back to the villa here, and my my neighbors, they had their fire pit. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, the fire pit. That's like your butthole after the Mexican food. Well, okay. But Big Fatty, I bet you Nessa just laughed at that or snorted, probably. So y'all, I stood out there and we you know, it wasn't cold. It was cool. So a jacket felt good, but we stayed out there. Yeah, we must have talked for an hour and a half. And so I came back home and I watched the 60 Minutes. And y'all, they had a report on these college athletes in the secondary sports, where the secondary sports were being discontinued. And y'all, there was a cutie patootie gymnast. And y'all, I am not saying anything disparaging, but y'all, gay as a giggle. Gay as a giggle. Oh, so he is kind of like watching a younger version of Lamont Cranston. Well, I don't know if Lamont Cranston ever if he ever did the gymnastics. Oh, Big Fatty, your gymnastics is mainly just throwing your legs up in the air. Oh, Big Fatty, I don't believe I said that. Anyway, y'all, before I forget, y'all, I got an e-letter. I've gotten e-letters from several people wanting the address of the villa. But y'all, one of them was from Nancy in the Japan, Mexico. Annie, I didn't know she still listened. Well, evidently it is probably part of the terms of her parole. Beep. Ready? What was I saying? Beep. Ready? We don't know. Oh, we finished talking and I watched 60 Minutes and y'all, I realized I hadn't had any supper. So I just had some crackers with butter. Oh, Big Fatty, the old people love a cracker and butter. It's true. But y'all, I had kind of pooped. Oh, Big Fatty, oh, y'all, it's a notification that rain will be starting soon. Light rain starting soon in Fat Acres. Big Fatty. Crawled in the bed probably a little bit before 10 p.m. in the evening. And, y'all, I was out like a light. Y'all, it was fabulous. But I woke up about, let's see, about 6:30 a.m. in the morning. That is what? Well, you had 8.5 hours sleep. How much more do you need? But I kind of rolled over and, y'all, I guess I got up a little bit before 8 a.m. in the morning and had my coffee. Y'all had me a steak sandwich. You know those steaks I bought last week and I cooked them all up? I had one left and I had a steak sandwich with the cheddar cheese on it from my brofkas on sourdough. Y'all, it's delicious. Just delicious. And, y'all, then I was off. I was off on my morning nipple walk around Fat Acres and up around the circle and back. Didn't quite get my 10,000 steps, so I had to, Big Fatty, the nuts and bolts are ready. You're going to have to take a moment here. Okay, y'all, you won't notice, there'll be a magical sound and I'll be back. Any magical sound? Oh, Big Fatty, don't quit your day job. You cannot become a magician with magical sounds like that. Anyway, y'all did the nipple walk, and y'all, then I came home, and I logged into the Nip. The Nip gave me his Netflix special code or whatever, and so y'all, I was watching. Big Fatty, does the Nip know that you're doing that? Well, he didn't listen, but perhaps his sister Flo will let him know or something. I don't know what's going on. Big Fatty, nothing new there. Y'all, I was watching the the Great British Bacon Show, and y'all, they've got a new host, and y'all, he reminds me of Scotty. Big Fatty, is that because he's bald-headed and wears glasses? Does Scotty wear glasses? I don't know. But anyway, I think he, well, I don't know. but y'all, I love the long-haired host, Noel. I don't know who he is, but y'all, he's a free spirit, is what Big Fatty would call him. Big Fatty. But y'all, I made, was making, some of my, mother's nuts and bolts. Y'all, I noticed, some other folks have been making, recipes, the Robs. The Robs, made, some of Big Fatty's, cheese cookeries. And, I think the Danbury's, soon to be the Southberries. But y'all, they want to be called the Burries, or bury that name just right now. It's not going to be Berry, Mary Berry maybe. But anyway, well, that'll be at crema time. They'll be the Mary Berries. You're silly. They were making the nuts and bolts. Y'all, the secret to the nuts and bolts. It's the two secrets. It's the Cheerios are the secret, one of the secrets. But the big secret is, you know, they have to cook for an hour at 215. You stir them every 15 minutes. And y'all, you know, you put the butter and the soy, not the soy sauce, the Worcestershire sauce and the seasonings and all in there. And then you'd stir it around with the cereals and nuts and pretzels and everything. But y'all, the secret is, before it goes in the oven for the first 15 minutes. Oh, excuse me one second. Hey, Siri, set a timer for 13 minutes.
Oh, 13 minutes and counting.
Thank you. But y'all, before you put it in for the first 15 minutes and the second 15 minutes, you take that bottle of Worcestershire sauce and you just kind of drizzle your Worcestershire all, you know, just one time down, back and forth until you get to the bottom of the pan. And then you do it again after you've stirred, after the first 15 minutes. You do it on the second 15 minutes also. And y'all, that's the second secret to it all. I think that's what Mr. Cackle did not do, because he did not care for the nuts and bolts. Big Fatty, that and he bought that cheap-ass cereal. You gotta buy the good stuff. Well, that's true. You do have to buy the good stuff. Anyway, I made three pans of the nuts and bolts. Y'all, you know, this is what I give my family for crema. and y'all, I'm making three more pans. And y'all, I'd already made three pans tonight, Monday night. I'll be done with the nuts and bolts, and then Tuesday, I'll begin with roasting my nuts. Big Fatty, I hope you'll wash them off because they drag on the ground. No, not those nuts. Oh, never mind. I'll be roasting my nuts on Tuesday and Wednesday. Now, y'all, here's the plan. I'll have regular little shows Wednesday and Thursday, and then Friday and Monday, y'all, I'm going to catch up on the damn voice letters. Come hella high water, we will catch up on the voice letters. Anyway, that's kind of what the plan is. Ready. Lots of CVS receipts. It's true. Y'all, and then Vader. Old Vader stopped by. Y'all, he had soiled himself, and he needed to come by and hose off at the villa in the guest room share. And y'all, he came out and he was having the vapors. He was having the. He's like, "Oh, Big Fatty! Oh, Big Fatty! You have a you got the hot water." And I said, "Thank you for calling." And we visited for a little while, and then he was on his way. And Y'all, I'm having to cover the plants in Fern Gully Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday nights. And y'all, then we're going back into up to 70, and the lows are going to be in the mid-40s to the mid-50s while I'm in Atlanta, which means I can leave my plants and my poinsettias outside because, y'all, that's not too cold for them. Yes, me Betty. anyway... And y'all, I got a package in the mail today. It was something I sent myself. Y'all, I ordered some new dark green cloth napkins, you know, for the crema effect. Yes, and y'all, they're quite. You know, I complained about the orange napkins being cheap as shit. Well, y'all, these are nice. These are the nice ones, and I'm very pleased with them. I think that pretty much was my day. Yes, Big Freddy! This is a crema song. Oh, I thought it was bring out your. Y'all, I received a crema card in the mail today. And y'all, by the way, you'll notice I'm not playing the First Noel because Peter G doesn't like it. He's sick of it, and Granny doesn't like it either. Oh, big fatty Peter G and Granny, they're like twins. It's true. But y'all, we're going to open this up and see what we got here. Oh, big fatty, look! Y'all, it is it's a kitty cat, and it is wrapped up in the crema lights, and the kitty cat does not look happy. And you open it up, and it says, to Big Fatty Poodle and all the gang. Oh, Big Fatty's for me, too. It's true. It says, have a very merry crema and a happy new year. All the best from Paul the Shy Yeti, Dealey Ick, and the Shy Life Podcast Gang. And it says, P.S., thank you for your help with my podcast this year. It's very much appreciated. Thank you also for all your wonderful little shoes. It has been an absolute tonic during a very tough year, Biff. Fatty, it's a tonic, as in, you know, Granny Clampett used to have a tonic. Well, I have a tonic, too. It's a Peter G tonic. Yo, by the way, I ordered a case of the Peter G tonic water to take over to Atlanta because, you don't leave. It's like the American's Express card. Don't leave home without it. Big Fatty, you're taking gin. No, I'm going to let them furnish the gin. So anyway, okay, Big Fatty, bring out your dad. Bring out your dad. Bring out your dad. Bring out your dad. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I gotta tell you, the old Shy Yeti, y'all, it's a moon pig cod. Well, no wonder you got it, Big Fatty. It's a share a moon pig, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I'm not gonna put a picture up today. I'm gonna wait until I've got another card or two. But Shy Yeti, I'll need your address to be able to send you a return card. And y'all, once again, if you need the address to send Big Fatty a card, that's fine. And y'all, it's like I said from the very first year of the BFO, you can send me a used card and, you know, recycle it. Just cross out the name on it and write your own message on there. Because that's what Big Fatty's doing this year. Yes, Big Fatty, you cheap ass. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the gayish little show. And Kyle and Mike, when you are decorating your crema tree, what do you think of?
The lappy balls.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're Big Fatty and they're at your knees.
Yeah, Big Fatty, but yours are hanging hanging off of your naughty tree.
You can leave a comment on the
website. Of course, it's not as big as and you don't Casey and Denver and Holly's naughty trees. By the way, have they sent you their picture yet?
No, they have not sent the number.
They have not sent the annual. You know, it's like getting the Crema letter every year from Tim and Alexa.
And ask a question.
Anyway, just waiting patiently. Yes, Betty. Train wreck. Bring out your dad.
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.